Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, episode one of Growing Up Powerful, Monster Tea.
Welcome to Growing Up Powerful with Rebel Girls.
I'm Justine.
And I'm Asha. And we're best friends trying to figure out this thing called life.
Asha, yesterday you were talking to me about just having too much stuff swimming around in your brain. Like science homework, track tryouts, I'm gonna go to this party, but also do I actually wanna go to a party?
Wait, why are you reminding me of all the things that make me anxious?
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just thought we could try a mindfulness break for our first episode. A kind of calming technique to check in with our emotions and clear some space in our minds. Do you want to try it?
Sure.
It's called Monster Tea.
Yeah, I don't believe in monsters, really.
I know. The word monsters can sound kind of silly, but this is more about the monsters we create with our emotions.
Okay.
Here's how it works. I'm going to lead us through a visualization. You don't need anything special to do it. You can be sitting, walking, laying down, whatever. Eyes opened or closed, your choice. For the next 5 minutes, we're going to invite our emotional monsters to sit with us, listen to what they have to say, and then let them go.
Yeesh.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna leave you alone, I swear. I'm gonna do it with you. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
So to start, is there anything that's been bugging you lately? For me, I feel like I study a lot, but I see all these people in my class speeding through tests and getting better grades. And yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but jealousy is a big one for me.
Ugh, yeah, I hear you. I definitely get jealous too. But I think the biggest emotional thing I deal with is anxiety. Yeah, I'm like way too concerned about germs and worrying about, does this person like me? Does that person think I'm weird? I just feel like I'm always worried about something.
Great. I mean, not great, but for this exercise, that's a really good example. So now, try to picture what your anxiety would look like if it were a monster.
Okay.
I know, it's weird. But keep going with me. Like, would it be big and blobby? Or would it be sharp and have fire coming out of its nose? Maybe it has big, hairy ears. Or wears a fanny pack.
Wait, I like fanny packs.
Fair enough. You design your own monster. Make it as specific as possible, so you can really see it, talk to it, and then, eventually, send it on its way.
Okay. I guess my anxiety monster is kind of like a big knot of gray scribbles, because that's what it feels like in my head sometimes. Like there's just so many thoughts and worries rushing around.
Yeah.
And maybe I could give it stick arms that sort of point and jab at things.
Awesome. Whatever works for you. Just really try to envision it as this separate entity, right?
Yeah. Oh, it also has fans.
Yes, great. And now that you can see it, just say, hello, monster. I see you.
Hello, monster. I see you.
Now, invite your scribbly fang monster to come inside and have some tea with you.
Wait, what?
Just hear me out. If we want to separate ourselves from our monsters and really let them go, first we have to invite them in and see what they want.
Okay.
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the Lavender Sage Cream Tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel! I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Picture your monster walking into a small, quiet room. There's already a little table set up and some chairs or cushions.
Cushions, I'd rather sit on the floor.
Me too. So, it's all on the floor, like a little picnic. There's a teapot filled with your favorite tea, or juice, or water, nothing fancy. Whatever would be soothing to you. Maybe some snacks.
I'm going for hot chocolate and popcorn.
I love it. Now, lead your monster in, pour yourself some hot chocolate, and some for your monster, and just sit there. See what it has to say.
Okay. I'm not sure that it's saying anything. It's mostly slurping and chomping.
Fair enough. What do you think it needs?
I don't know. I guess it needs to jump up and down and make some noise. It needs to scribble all over the walls.
Great. Let it. Let it jump and scream and be as loud as it needs to be. You can jump and scream too. Or you can eat your popcorn and just let it do its thing.
I think I just want to watch it do its thing.
Yeah. And hopefully soon, it'll run out of steam.
It does seem to be slowing down.
Now, take a couple of deep breaths right here. And picture the monster slowly taking a last sip of hot chocolate. Then putting the cup down and standing up to go. You can show it to the door. Thank the monster for coming by.
Thank you.
And then shut the door behind it. That's it. Bye-bye, monster.
And stay out.
Yeah, I love saying goodbye too. We all have monsters that come in and out from time to time. But the trick is to separate ourselves from them so they don't take over our lives.
Yes. Bye, monster.
Now, if you want, take another deep breath in. And release. How was that for you? Were you able to really see your monster as separate from yourself?
Yeah, that was tricky at first.
For sure. But once you can imagine these emotions as monsters and invite them in instead of trying to bat them away or ignore them, there's so much more space and calm.
Yeah, I can see that.
Rebels, feel free to try this on your own. It's really freeing to separate from your emotions when they start crowding in, and just breathe. And just so you know, it may take a few tries to really get this practice, but it does get easier with time, I swear.
I'm trusting you on that one.
So, keep your monsters in check, keep popping your popcorn, and whenever you need us, we'll be right here.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Margaret Ying Drake as Asha, with Imani Parks as Justine. It was produced and directed by Deborah Goldstein with Joy Smith and Haley Dapkus. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan and sensitivity read by Skylar Swenson. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elettra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel. If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.